Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and I'm sat in the Clifton Hotel and I have with me the new manager, well, fairly new, Karen Stacey. Hiya Karen.
Good afternoon, Jo.
So we're going to talk about the Clifton Hotel because some of you may remember that I interviewed Nikki, the previous manager, but that was a couple of years ago. So we thought we'd give an up-to-date profile of the hotel, what's going on within Vision Hotels, etc. So do you want to tell us first how you came to work at Clifton?
Yes, I had worked for many years in the hospitality industry and made a lot of money for a lot of other people and really decided I wanted to use those skills for a charity. I saw the role advertised, applied, came for a first interview, fell in love with the hotel and the gardens immediately, thinking, gosh, I'll be so lucky to be working in such a fabulous location. And then was very lucky after a gruelling second interview, which some of the guests were involved with as well, to be appointed to the role. So I feel very privileged to be here.
Fantastic. So you've been here, was it March?
I had a week in Windermere with Andrew, the manager there, to get some training for sort of procedures. And I did a few trips and excursions as well to get the feel for that. And then I came to the hotel at the beginning of June.
Right, gosh. So, yeah, I'd forgotten. It seems like you've been here forever.
It does to me as well.
So you've got plans for the hotel, haven't you?
I have, yes. There's obviously a lot of things that we can work on here and we can make better, but my big remit really is about making the hotel as VI friendly as we possibly can, to ensure that we've got lots going on for people here in terms of excursions and trips locally, to build the volunteer pool so that we've got people available for our guests that want one-to-one guiding to go down through to Tynmouth or to do a bit of shopping. So really that's really what I've been concentrating on. We've done a few other bits and pieces. We've had some new furniture and we're looking at some refurbishment as well. There's a bit more entertainment going on here in the evenings now, and we tend to have 3 to 4 nights of entertainment a week, which seems to be going down very well. But Jo, I know you've been here a couple of times and sat in on that.
Yeah, it's good. It's better. It's nice to, you know, sometimes it's nice to have a quiet night, I think, but other times it's nice to have entertainment and something to, you know, come down and listen to or take part in, because it's not all just listening to music, is it? There's karaoke and then there's...
That's right, we have a quiz as well, karaoke, a singer, gentleman playing the keyboard, and we've got a very talented young lady that works for us as well that plays the guitar, so she's possibly going to be doing a couple of evenings, a couple of sessions as well for us to see whether our guests like that. So lots in the pipeline, still a long way to go I think, but really excited about it.
So there have been a lot more activity breaks and things like that, haven't there? Themed breaks, I suppose you'd call them. Do you want to give us a few examples so that people know what they can expect or, you know, what there is to take part in?
Yes, this year we have had a very successful activities theme break where we took some of our guests drywall climbing, zip wire we did. We tried to get on to do some sailing, but unfortunately the weather beat us with that. We did some horse riding as well, and our guests seemed to absolutely love it. So there'll be more of that next year. We have just had a walking week, which seemed to go down very well. We've had some very good feedback about that, and there'll be 2 more of those next year. But we've got a new and exciting themes for next year. We're having an Agatha Christie week. We are having a Pamper week in February, which is aimed at ladies and gents. So there will be some massage, there'll be manicures and pedicures, somebody to come and do a bit of Pilates, talk about relaxation. There'll be a bit of naughtiness in there as well, so there's going to be a nice cream tea out somewhere. But it's really, you know, just ward off those winter blues. But keep a lookout because in the not too distant future, the list will be out there for people to start booking.
Fantastic. And while we speak of... booking, there's actually a flash sale, isn't there, at the end of November. We might as well highlight that.
Yeah. We have a special weekend available at the end of November, 27th, 28th and 29th. 2 nights, £99 per person. That's dinner, bed and breakfast. And 3 nights, £129. So if you're interested, give us a call or drop us an email. We've still got some rooms available at the moment and we'd be delighted to welcome you.
So if you want to book for that, the number for the hotel is 01626 770 052. So give them a call and we might see you here. I might even pop in and say hello if you stay. So there's also a council now, or a cabinet, you're calling it, aren't you?
That's right, yes, yeah. One of Action's initiatives is co-production, which in a nutshell is all about working with visually impaired, well, they refer to them as customers, but I quite like guests, it's a little bit softer.
Yeah.
And for us, we have a recognition club, and we've got about 1,200 members from that recognition club. And from there, we have formed a council of 16 members, and we had our first meeting last week in Birmingham at the Concept Centre, which was enormously successful. It was such a positive experience, I think, for everybody that was involved. It's an opportunity for us as a group, Vision Hotels, to take direct feedback from our guests, to look at what we need to do to ensure we are meeting the needs of our guests going forward, to run some ideas that we have to make sure that they're on track with what our guests would like, and talk about plans for the future. It was just a phenomenal experience, and I think it went far better than we thought it was going to do, and it's really quite an exciting initiative going forward, and I think it's going to make a huge difference to what we do in the hotels.
Fantastic. So if somebody was to come and stay at the Clifden or any of the Vision Hotels, there are three, one in the Lake District and one in Weston-super-Mare, what can they expect? What sort of things can you offer for visually impaired people?
Well, I suppose it starts really at the point where if people are travelling on public transport, trains or coaches, we're able to offer pick-ups. Wherever possible, that'll be somebody from one of the hotels. If we're really that busy, it might sometimes be a taxi, but we try to make it more personal so that from the minute you arrive, you know, that you've got that confidence that someone's going to take you to the hotel and organise your luggage and get you into your rooms, or take you to the rooms if you don't know the hotel. So I think that's the first point of difference. There are lots of other things that we do as well. We've got the information in the rooms in Braille. We're currently trying to put a system together so that we can have some audio information as well available. We do orientations to the rooms and the hotel to help you acquaint yourself to where everything is. We also are able to read menus if you don't have any Braille skills and you have no sight. You know, we'll help you with menu choices, etc. At meal times, we will, if people want food cutting up or explaining, you know, where things are or what there is on the plate, we'll help with all of that. And it's all done in a sort of a very non-overt way, hoping that people are going to be comfortable. And things like drinks, you know, we'll fetch and carry drinks to bar tables, because if you're wrestling with a guide dog and a drink and a chair, that could be a bit of a challenge, I think, yeah, at times. So we really just try to be unobtrusive. But, you know, if you need help, the biggest thing is we always say, just let us know what you need, and we'll do our best to accommodate you and ensure that you have a, you know, really comfortable and enjoyable stay. We have level indicators in cups in the room for you to be able to make your own teas and coffees. We have alarms in the bedrooms as well that are suitable. So, you know, we're thinking and talking to our guests to try and make sure that we've got and are doing the right things to ensure that you have a good holiday.
And speaking of guide dogs, you can offer, they've got the guide dog runs, both indoor and outdoor. And you can provide dog beds, can't you? And
we can, bowls. Yes, dog beds, dog bowls. You can order your dog food through us as well. And we have a grooming area here, so that can be stored in a grooming area if you don't want to store it in bedrooms. And we'll also help, you know, if you're here with a guide dog and you're concerned about going down to the dog run on your own, we've got people available here, staff that will assist with that. So again, it's really is a case of let us know what you need and we'll do whatever we can to help.
And Clifden is set in 7 acres of its own grounds and it's lovely. Do you want to talk a little bit about the grounds? I think it's just worth
it is, yeah. Well, the original hotel was Georgian, the original part of the hotel. There was then a Victorian addition, and then there was the late 1980s addition, which was by guide dogs. But all of this is set in 7 acres of really beautiful mature ground. So we've got a reasonable dog run where you can let your guide dog off the lead and they can have a little play. And then we've got a closer run to the hotel, which is considerably smaller, but is great at night time, and it's grassed as well. Plus we've got one that's right adjacent to the hotel that is concreted. So, we're responsible for cleaning those up on a daily basis. But probably the one fabulous thing about the Clifton is that the gardens then are literally on the seafront. You've got 100 yards and you're down on Tynwith seafront for the lovely traditional seaside town of Tynwith. Fish and chips and ice creams and plenty of places to sit. And a lot of our guide dogs as well really do enjoy being able to go on the beach because it's such an unusual thing perhaps for them to be able to do as well. So I think that's probably what makes us most unique. It's not just the grounds, but it's the fact that we're so close to the coast as well.
Yeah, it is really accessible. It's, you can learn that route and get a guide from the hotel and they'll help you take you down for a walk along the prom, which is really nice. And the other thing that Clifton has is a swimming pool.
We do, yes. Yeah, it's a 15-metre long pool. If you're staying here, again, if you're not familiar with where everything is, we're able to take you to the pool, so you can leave your guide dogs in their room and we'll listen out for them, a babysitting or baby dog sitting service. And then we have a lifeguard in the pool on duty all the time. He'll assist you and explain the changing rooms, and then he'll arrange for somebody to bring you back up to the hotel as well. So, again, all the help you need to make sure that you can enjoy those facilities.
And the difference with that is now that the pool only used to be open at certain times of the day, didn't it? But now it's open all day, isn't it?
Well, it's open now it's 8 o'clock in the morning until 7 in the evening, but it's shut for a lunch hour, and we do have a couple of private swimming lessons in the morning, which obviously helps us with income and the running costs of the swimming pool, which are steadily getting more astronomical as the time goes by, I believe. But other than that, it's only really a short period of time now that the pool isn't available for hotel guests to use.
Which is fantastic. So is there anything else that I've missed that you think we should highlight?
I think this is it's a fabulous hotel. I suppose I'm slightly biased because I was actually born in Tynwith many years ago now, but that's the start of my life, so I'm very biased. But it is such a fabulous location, and I think that going forwards, there's a lot we can do with the hotel. Especially working with the guests, it's going to make a phenomenal difference. And really the trips and excursions, that is going to make a difference, I think, to our guests. And it's the overwhelming factor, just talking to people, which I probably do far too much of, to just try and find out what it is people are looking for. And it's interesting that, a vast majority of people really enjoy the trips, the excursions and the availability of volunteers. And that's really icing on the cake for them as far as their holidays are concerned. So, really just to remind everybody that we're doing this and we're going to continue to do this and we're just going to keep making it better.
Yeah, and give it a try. If you've never been, or if you've not been for a long time, it's, you've thought, I don't think so, come back and give it a try, because it is lovely and it is on the up, definitely, I would say. Some really good plans for the future.
Thank you, Jo. That's lovely of you to say.
All right, well, thanks for joining me, Karen. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
And you too. Thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.